Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Yud. We begin on the very, very last line of Tes Omud Beis with the words Yiboyis Ema, the last two words on the Daf. And this is the second teretz. We gave the first teretz yesterday to how we reconcile our Mishnah with seemingly it being against the opinion of both Rav Meir and Rehuda. Our Mishnah seems to make a distinction between saying that the Rishoyim make Nedarim and the Tzadikim, the Ksheirim, they make Nedavos. So, whose opinion was that? So yesterday, the end of the Shia, we gave the opinion that it could be consistent with Rav Meir. The Rav Meir would hold that there's a difference between the Dorim and the Davos. And today we're going to give a teretz to say that Rav Yehuda could be consistent with that, and we'll remind ourselves what Rav Yehuda Shita is in a moment. So we buy Yisema, and we turn to Yoram and Aleph, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of our Mishnah. That, as the Mefarish explains, Masnisin, Dishoni, Bein Nedil, and Nedava, that our Mishnah, which seems to make a distinction between a Nedir and a Nedava, that it goes according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Nami, Shainile. Rav Yehuda also makes such a distinction. How do we see that Rav Yehuda makes such a distinction? In yesterday's shir, we seem to suggest that Rav Yehuda says, based upon the Pasuk in Koheles, that it's better to make a Nedir and then fulfill it than to not make a Nedir at all. And certainly it's better than making a nether and not fulfilling it. But in the hierarchy of things, Rabbi Yehuda seemed to suggest, and making no difference between nether and nedava, that the best thing for a person to do is to make a nether or nedava and then go and fulfill it. So that seemed to be against our Mishnah, which seemed to suggest that only for a nedava do we say that, but not for a nether. So Gemara says, no, our Mishnah could even be in accord with Rabbi Yehuda. How is that? Because ki omar Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said that it's better to go and make nedarim and fulfill them better than not making them at all, he wasn't talking about Nedarim. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he was only talking about B'Nedava. It's better to go make a Nedava and fulfill it than not to make a Nedava at all. But B'Neder, in regards to Nedarim, Lo Amar. In fact, he would agree that it's better not to make Nedarim at all. And therefore, Nidrei Rishayim, Rishayim go make Nedarim, and Kesherim, they go make Nedavos. And therefore, that would be perfectly consistent with our Mishnah. Moore says, but that's not what it said. Voktani, the Braisa that we had learned, Rav Yehuda's opinion, had said, Tov mizeh umizeh, noder umikayim. It seemed to suggest that even a person making a neder, he's better off to be one who makes a neder and fulfills it, rather than to be one who doesn't make a neder at all. So that goes against what we just said. So he says, no, you have to change around that Braisa. To me, go learn that Braisa is not saying Tov Mizeh Mizeh No Deru Mekayim, but read that Tov Mizeh Mizeh, the best thing for a person to do is to be No Dev Umekayim. To make an Adava and be Mekayim, it is better than not making an Adava at all. And certainly is better than making an Adava and not fulfilling it. But in regards to a Neder, no. He would agree with the understanding that we had from Rav Meir yesterday that it is much better for a person never to make a neder at all than to even make a neder and fulfill it, and certainly to make a neder and not fulfill it. So therefore, Rav Yehuda is consistent with our Mishnah being a difference between neder and nedava. So Gemara asks the same questions that we asked in yesterday's year. Maishno noder delo. Why do we say that making a neder is not a good thing to do? Even if you're going to fulfill it, it's better not to make a neder, because Dilma Asi Boli De Takol. We said the nature of a neder is that there's too many potential possibilities that you won't fulfill the neder. And therefore, don't make nedarim at all, because unfortunately, there's a potential that you won't fulfill it. So the same thing by Nedava. Nedava Nami. Dilma Asi Lide Takola. Why don't we say that a Nedava also has a potential that it won't be fulfilled? So we had discussed a lot of this yesterday when we explained the Mishnah could be according to Rav Meir. We say similar things today. Rav Yehuda l'taymei. Rav Yehuda goes according to what he said elsewhere. What did he say elsewhere? The Omar. Odomevi kivsoso liazara umakdisha v'somech alev shochata. This is the sheet that yesterday we attributed to Hillel HaZaken. And Hillel HaZaken would always make sure that his nedavos couldn't lead to a takola. How would he do that? He wouldn't make it hektish until he actually got to the Beis HaMikdash. And right before he entered into the Azara, because if you entered into the Azara with the Chulin, it would be Chulin be Azara. So the minute he was about to go and enter into the Azara with his Behema, at that point in time, he would be Makdish it. He would enter into the Azara. He would then be Somech Olah. He would do the Smicha and then immediately Shecht it. So there was no potential over here for a takola. So therefore, that's why by an Eder, where you're just obligating yourself, so therefore something happens to the animal that you designated, you're still obligated, and there's a potential that you won't fulfill your Neder. That's dangerous. There's a potential takola. Don't make the Dorm. Better not to make the Dorm at all than to even make a Neder and fulfill it. But by Nedava, where there's no potential for takola, so therefore, better to make a Nedava and fulfill it than not to make a Nedava at all. So that is the explanation for korbanos. So the Gemara says, great, teinach nedava de korbanos. We understand why there's no takala by korbanos if you follow this opinion of Hillel HaZaken that Rav Yehuda followed. But nedava de naziris, but a person who's accepting upon himself a naziris, so isn't there the problem that he'll become tomei and then merely have charata on his naziris, and therefore, as we said yesterday, it's a problem, ma'ikla meimar, so nedava by naziris does have a potential for takala. So again, Rav Yehuda l'tamei, Rav Yehuda goes in accord with his opinion, which is stated elsewhere in the following brisa, the Tanya. We learn in this brisa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Chasidim harishonim hayu misadim lohavi korban chatas. A korban chatas is not something that you can donate. A person, Rechmon al-San, has to transgress a sin that would be a chiyuv of kares by accident, and then he's chayav to bring chatas. You eat chaylev by accident, so this is called the chatas chaylev. This is the chatas that you have to bring if you eat chaylev by accident, because if you eat it on purpose, so then you're not chayiv. That's a much more serious sin. You're not chayiv a korban, you're chayiv kares. So therefore, Rav Yehuda said there were great tzaddikim that wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing korban chatas. But, as the Mefarshim on the Daf explained, they were so careful that they didn't make this by accident occur, and therefore, they never had a chance to bring a korban chatas. They wanted to bring a korban chatas. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, even though he wasn't the Kohen, and he wouldn't do certain mitzvahs at Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvahs as best as he could. So these people, the tzaddikim, they were chassidim, they had the desire, mis'avim lohavi korban chatas. L'fishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takal aydem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never made it that they would have to go and bring a korban chatas. As you can see, in the Mefarish, in Dibro Masko, Fishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takal aydem. Klomar, Shehem Mishoreim, Shlo Yasu Shum Chait. They were concerned that they'll never do a Chait by accident. The Rots and Lavi Korban Liskaper Alem, and they wanted to have a Korban Chatas to give them a Kapara. Lefi Shehen HaKosh Bochum, maybe Takol Edem, and Hashem never would bring a Takol on them. They were so zealous, they were Chasidim, so Hashem didn't ever make it that they inadvertently transgressed something which would be a Chiv of Kores if they didn't bemaze it, and a Chiv of Chatas if they did it Bishogeg. So Mayu O, so what do they do? Kadesh is Khaivu Korban, Shemivim Korban Chatas El Alchait Mamish. So what would they do? So they would go and designate for themselves an Aziris, which involves bringing a Korban Chatas. An Azir who becomes Tar, finishes an Aziris Batara, has to bring a Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlomim. And if he becomes Tameh, he has to bring an Ola, as well as a Chatas, as well as an Asham. So an Asham Aziris. So alternatively, the Mefarish says, "Inin achil l'fishen haKodesh Baruch Hu maybe takol idem she'ain boin l'day shum takol." They don't inadvertently sin. The shum chait she is chayvu korban chatas, and they don't ever do a sin that you chayvu korban chatas for. And therefore, mehiyos back to the Gemara. What would these chassidim harishonim do? So they would go omdin umisnad the naziris lamakum. They would go and say, "I will become a nazir to haKodesh Baruch Hu." And therefore, in this way, they'll have to bring the three korbanos that a nazir brings at the conclusion of his 30-day period of naziris. So whatever period of time of naziris he took upon himself, he brings an ola, he brings a chatas, and he brings a shlomim, the shami nazir. Kideshi is chayiv korban chatas lamokum. And in this way, they bring a korban chatas, they're allowed to voluntarily donate this korban chatas. So that's what Rav Yehuda said. Such a person, it won't lead to a takola. He's so desirous of bringing it, so therefore there is no concern that he'll be mischarit if he becomes tameh, and he won't bring the korban with full kavana. And it's a little bit like eating chulin biazara. Okay. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa continues and tells the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Nodru bin Nazir. No, the great Chasidim Harishonim did not go and make a neder of Nazirus. Ella Harotz Elohavi Ola Misnadev Umevi. A person who wants to bring Korban Ola, so that's no problem. You voluntarily can bring Korban Ola. He would just make a nedava and say that I obligate this animal upon myself, and therefore there's no possibility of a takala, or much lower possibility of a takala, especially if they do it like Hillel HaZaken. If they want to bring a shlomim, so Misnadev Umevi, they would just go and bring a Korban Shlomim. They would make a nedava and bring a Korban Shlomim. Toda, V'arbo Amine Lachma, Misnadev Umevi. If they want to bring a Korban Toda with the four different types of breads, there were 10 loaves of bread of four different species, a total of 40 loaves of bread that came. 30 of them were matzah, of the type of breads that were matzah, and 10 of them, one group was of the type that was chametz. This is one of the two exceptions in the Torah Beis HaMikdash, where the mincha offering, the flour offering, was made out of chametz. So if they wish to do that, no problem. A person can bring such a korban as a nedava. However, Avu ben Naziris, Rabbi Shimon says that in regards to a Naziris, lo nisnadvu, they didn't want to go and bring such a Naziris as an Adava, kidei shelo yikaru chotim, because even though there was this idea that Rabbi Yehuda said that they were desirous of bringing korban chatas, but nevertheless, a person who takes upon himself a Naziris is called a chote, a sinner, and they didn't want to be labeled as chotim. Why? Because the pasuk says, shenemar, we have the pasuk in Bamidbar where it tells us in the parasha of Naziris, in Parashas Naso, shenemar, l'chiper olav me'asher chato al hanofesh. The Kohen shall bring the Nazir a kapara because he sinned. Chato al hanofesh. What exactly was his sin? So, according to one explanation, is that he didn't partake of the pleasures of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And such a person who doesn't partake of the pleasures of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, such as not having wine, to be yazir atzmo min hayayin, so therefore that person is called a chote. And therefore, he would need a kapara. And therefore, these chassidim and rishonim, according to Rabbi Shimon, would not want to go and take upon themselves an adava of naziris. Now, that braisa did not mention anything about bringing a carbon osham. So, it's interesting. There is a machlokas as to whether you can bring an osham tolui every day or not. There's one opinion in the Gemara that we have in the Gemara in Yuma and elsewhere that tells us that if a person wishes to, he can bring a korban asham tolui every single day because maybe he did something wrong, and this way this will give him a kapara, will hold any punishments he would be deserving in abeyance until he finds out did he or did he not do it. The other opinion says, no, you can't bring a korban asham tolui if you don't know for certain that you were obligated to bring a korban asham tolui. For example, if a person ate something, he doesn't know it was chalev or it was shumat. So then in that situation, maybe he has to bring chatas, maybe he doesn't. So then he brings an asham tolui. So only in that situation can a person bring an asham tolui. But there is another opinion that says a person can bring an asham tolui if he wishes to voluntarily. Okay, in any event, Amar Abaye, Abaye tells us that this opinion that we learned in yesterday's year about Shimon HaTzadik, that he ate from the Asham Nazir Tomei, from that young man from the south who was such a tzaddik that he saw his face and he saw he was handsome, and the Yetzirah tried to overpower him and he said, no, I'm going to become a Nazir so I don't have any hair and this way I won't be so handsome and I won't have the Yetzirah. So even though that person then became Tomei, Shimon HaTzadik ate from that carbon Asham Nazir because he says there's no way that this person will have Charot, that this person was truly a tzaddik. So Shimon HaTzadik's opinion that normally do not go and take upon yourself Naziris, and Rabbi Shimon's opinion that we just said in the Braisa, that a person is considered a chote, and therefore nobody would take upon themselves voluntarily a Naziris, and Rabbi Elazar Kapar, which we'll learn in a moment what that is, Kulan Shita Acha saying the Nazir Chote Habe. All of them are of the opinion, one opinion. Now, the Ran points out, it's not exactly the same opinion. They all had a slightly different opinion. In Dibra Masul Kulam Shita Achasein, he says, Miu, lo'amu mamish dover echo. They didn't say all the same thing, because L'shimon HaTzadik, it's only Davka Nazir Tomehu Shinik Rechote. It's only the Nazir who becomes Tomeh, who may have Charata. Oh, now I have a longer period of time, and that I wasn't expecting, and therefore I'll have Charata, and therefore it's a little bit like bringing Chulam in the Azara, because even though he technically is obligated, but since he really doesn't want to bring this, so therefore Shimon HaTzadik said, I wouldn't eat from the Asham Nazir of a person who was Tomei and had restart the Naziris. And the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Kapar is different. They just call the general, for all types of Naziris, they would call the person a Chote. But in any event, Abaye says that this opinion of Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Kapar, which we're about to learn, all of them hold Kulon Shita Achasein, the Nazir Chote Habe, that under certain circumstances, the Nazir is considered a Chote. So Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, we already said. Shimon HaTzadik, yes, they share, and I just alluded to it now. And Rabbi Shimon, we just learned in the Braisa right now, Chol De'amarin. Where we find the Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Berebi. Berebi is a Lashon of Godel Hador. So, Elazar Kapar, Berebi. So where did he go and say this then as well? The Tanya, we learned in another Braisa. Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Berebi, Omer, Rabbi Elazar Kapar, the Godel Hador, said, V'chiper Olav Me'asher Chotam HaNefesh. He brought the same pasuk down that we just said from Parashas Nazir in Parshas Naso, and it says, V'chibi eze nefesh choto zeh, what did he do that he's called a sinner? Elo shetzir asrum min hayayin, because he didn't allow himself to have wine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wine to drink at the proper time, at the right place, and this Nazir restricted himself from that, and therefore in some way he's called a chote. Now, Rabbi Elazar Kapar says, V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, hey, this is a kal v'chomer. If a person who just restricted himself from one thing, just from the yayin, and nevertheless the pasuk refers to him as a person who's chato al hanefesh, So certainly, if he's called the Chote just for Yayin, HaMetzar Atzim Yecholdova, if a person takes upon himself unnecessary Tanesim, as opposed to necessary Tanesim, sometimes a person's obligated to go and fast. But if a person just stam takes upon himself Tanesim without having a good reason for doing so, Alachas Kama V'Kama, is he referred to as a Chote. And therefore, Mikan, Kol Yoshe B'Tainis Nikra Chote, a person who goes and has unnecessary tanesim. Sometimes there's a need to have a tanes, but if a person takes upon himself unnecessary tanesim, or inappropriate for his status, or inappropriate for the time that he's living in, so then such a person is also referred to as a chote. That is the opinion of Rabbi Kapar, which is consistent with the opinion, certainly of Rabbi Shimon, and even of Shimon HaTzadik, as Abaye says. Now, v'hodein kro b'nazir tomiksiv, we ask a question on both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Kapar that this pasuk that we brought down, V'chipar Olav Me'asher Chotel Nefesh, is only a pasuk by the Nazir who becomes Tameh and has to bring his karbanos, such as a karban chatas. So only there is he referred to as Chotel Ala Nefesh. But how do you know that a Nazir who is Tar, who also has to bring a chatas, but where do we see that he is choto al hanefesh? So that's the question that we ask on both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Kapar. Now this doesn't apply to Shimon HaTzadik, because Shimon HaTzadik says, yeah, it's only a person who is a Nazir who's Tameh. It's only the Asham Nazir that he wouldn't eat from. The Asham Nazir, the person who became Tameh during his Naziris. So Shimon HaTzadik doesn't have to explain the answer. How do you know that this refers to a person who is not Tameh, who's a regular Nazir? But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Kapar do have to explain it. So Gemara says, Mishum Dishana Bechaitu. Now, how do we understand Mishum Dishana Bechaitu? So the Ran says, Diba Mas, Mishum Dishana Bechait, Shetzir Atzmo, he caused himself suffering by not having the wine, the Nitma, and then he also became Tomei, the Yesura, and this extra word, the Al HaNefesh, it says, V'chipar Olav Me'asher Chota, it didn't have to go any further. But then it says, Al HaNefesh, so we darshan over here, the Ran says, Kodarish, De'i Mechei Tumo B'Lechud Komar, if this was only referring to the fact that the Nozeh became Tomei, Havele L'michtav Me'asher Chota V'Sulo, and it wouldn't say, Al HaNefesh. So then, Al HaNefesh Lomali, that comes to teach us the other aspect as well. Even for a Nazir who is Tar, this is still called Asher Chota Al HaNefesh. The Rosh agrees with this, and he adds as well that it's a double chait over here. Inami, Shona B'chait, B'tzar U'B'tumah. The two things over here, the Tzar, of not having the wine, and also the Tumah. So both of those aspects are two different aspects, and that's why they would hold the word Al HaNefesh teaches us both of these things. Okay, that concludes this sugya, and we go on to the next Mishnah. Now we return to discussing what exactly are some of the words that a person can use, and the machlokes that we alluded to in the first daf between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what exactly, when we say the word koneim or other similar words, do we exactly mean in terms of this becoming a loshon of a neder or of an adava? So, Omer, and we delete the word lechavero because it doesn't have to be necessary to his friend. If a person says konam or konach or konas, these are all lashonos that are similar to the word karbon, and the question would be, are they just similar words to the word karbon, or are these foreign language words that actually mean karbon? So that will be the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But if a person uses any of these lashonos, konam, konach, or konas, so then, hare elu kinuyim lekarbon. These are considered nicknames. These are considered aliases for the word karbon. And therefore, it's if the person said that this should be to me like a karbon. In other words, he's asking this item to be like a karbon to him. If he uses the lashon of cherek, or cherech, or cheref, these are all kinuyim, hare elu kinuyim lecherem. These are nicknames for the word cherem. Now, the Ran reminds us, we had discussed this earlier already in the Masechta, that there are two types of cherem. There's the cherem that you give your possession to the Kohanim, and there's a cherem where you give your possession to the Bedek Abayis. So the Ran points out, in the Galil, where there weren't a lot of Kohanim, so there, the stam usage of the word cherem, afilu stam, would be osur here, because the mashma cherme govoe, it means it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, where there weren't a lot of Kohanim in the Galil. Most of Kohanim lived in Yehuda, in the area around the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where their job was. The people in Galil, they didn't have a lot of Kohanim around, so they didn't have a regular usage of the word cherem for Kohanim, to give it to the Kohanim. However, Ubi Yehuda Davka, if a person lives in the Yehuda area around the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore, if he says B'mefarish that the Cherim is talking about Shebetek Habayis, so then this would be a kinoy for a Cherim for Betek Habayis. Otherwise, it's very possible that he means that it should be for the Kohanim. In any event, if he uses any of these lashonos that we just said, either the word cherek or cherech or cheref, so these are all kinuyim lecherem, and this would take effect, certainly in the Galil, and possibly in Yehuda, if he specified that this is a cherem for the Kohanim. If he uses the lashon of nozik, noziach, or poziach, these are all kinuyim. The Mishnah tells us, hareilu kinuyim lenaziris, and these would be acceptable terminologies for a person to take upon himself in a naziris. And finally, if he uses the lashon of shavusa or shikuka, and then the proper girsa is not noder like we have it, but if you look in both the Ran and the Rush, they say the proper girsa should be neder b'moi. Moi is a name that we use for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ran says moi is a kinui l'Moshe, b'shuas Moshe. So if a person is saying, I make a neder like the shvu of Moshe, where do we find that Moshe gave a shvu? It says v'yael Moshe, v'hochi isim yushami. And that's what it says in Yushami. Behind the kamar neder b'mohi, below kamar shavusa or shikuka b'mohi, the Gemara will explain. But in any event, if he says the lashon of shavusa or shikuka or neder b'mohi, so all of these are lashonos hare elu kinuyim lishvua. And a person would therefore, if he says this about a kikar, let's say, so that kikar would be also to him. Okay, so the Mishnah is a little bit enigmatic, and the Gemara starts off and tells us this machlok is between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish to explain our Mishnah. Itma was learned the base medrash. These kinuyim, according to Rav Yochanan, they are foreign language words. Rav Yochanan Amar, Lishon Umos Hain. These words that we used, for example, Koneim, Koneach, or Koneis, so these are all foreign language words that mean carbon. And therefore, they are acceptable to obligate a person in making, let's say, the item osur, or to make the item a carbon, or to use any of the other terms that we had, nozik, noziach, paziach. These are foreign language terms that are equivalent of the actual usage of, let's say, carbon or of nozir. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Amar, no. Lashon shebadu lehem chachamim lios noder bo. As we learned earlier in the Masechta already, the rabbis use these terms instead of, to teach the people, instead of using the term nozir l'Hashem because of the potential takkola. And Reish Lakish says, "Uchenu Omer, I'll show you that I have a pasuk to support what I said from Melachim, Melachim Aleph, where it uses the lashon Uchenu Omer b'chodesh asher bodo milibo, and the chodesh that he, so to say, made up in his mind." So this alludes to the idea that the Chachamim made up these words. Now, it's not to say that this is a din d'rabbanan, this is a din d'araisa, but the rabbis said to a person, in order to have this din d'araisa apply to you, even if you don't say the word korban l'Hashem, if you just say this lashon of koneim, so that would accomplish the same thing. Now, why is that? V'taima mai takinu rabbanan kinuyim. Why, according to Reish Lakish, did the rabbis go and do this? According to Rav Yochanan, these are words. These are real words. They're foreign language words. And Rav Yochanan is just teaching us that it doesn't make a difference what language you make this neder in, what language you make the naziris in. It works perfectly well if you make it in a foreign language as well. So Rav Yochanan doesn't need any explanation. But why did the rabbis, according to Reish Lakish, make up these words? Badu bahen. Why did they make up these words instead of using the lashon that the Torah says of korban or nazir? The time of my tekinu rabbanu kinuyim, according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers the lolema korban. So the person shouldn't say the word korban, and therefore the rabbi said, say the word koneim instead, which is the classical example of this throughout Shas. No, lolema korban. What would be so terrible if you said the word korban? Korban is not one of the shames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's wrong if you say the word korban? Why did the rabbis make up the word koneim? So the Gemara says, because Dilma Amar Karban Lashem, because you may end up following the Pasuk where it says Karban Lashem, and therefore the rabbis didn't want you to take the chance that you'll say Hashem's name. No, the Gemara says, Nuvaleimu Karban Lashem, that's not saying Hashem's name Levatola. If you say that this item should be to me like a Karban Lashem, so that's not taking Hashem's name in vain. So what's the problem? Why did the rabbis make up this word Konan? So the Gemara says, no, because Dilma, you know what's going to happen? The person's not going to say Karban, he's just going to say La Hashem. Dilma Amar La Hashem. The law of my carbon is not going to say the word carbon. And then, in that situation, it's not clear what he's saying. The komapik shem shemayim levatola. And the Ran says over here in Dibur Maso, Dilma Amal Hashem, the law of my carbon, umishum hachi tiknu koneim. The rabbi is therefore going to Reish Lakish, he set up the word koneim. Ki hechi, the lema Konim bilchud. Therefore, if he just says the word konim, he'll never say the word l'Hashem, because there's no possible konim l'Hashem. The ilu amar carbon, because if we had him say the word carbon, amar l'Hashem, kilishna dekra, he may end up saying carbon l'Hashem, and then he may end up saying, by accident, just l'Hashem, and therefore just say the name of Hashem l'vatola. If he doesn't fulfill or continue his statement, he'll just have said the shame of Hashem l'vatola. And you can see this in Mefarish on Yudam with Beis, which is Dibra Maschul, Minayin Shlo Yomar Adam l'Hashem Ola v'chule, he says, the lema, amar l'Hashem, v'lo gomar l'dibruzeh, he may just say l'Hashem, and he doesn't finish off his statement, the lo amar carbon, he didn't make it into a carbon, and therefore, v'kol ma'apik, shem shemayin l'vatola. And therefore, el lechachila, the rabbis instituted boy lememar ola v'had l'Hashem, that you should first say the word ola, then only say the word l'Hashem. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right, because this is in accord with the following brisa of Tanya. We learned in the following brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer returned to Yudam Adbeis, minayin shlo yomar adam. The brisa tells us, the Rabbi Shimon says, how do we know that a person should not say l'Hashem ola, l'Hashem mincha, l'Hashem toda, l'Hashem shlomim? How do we know that a person shouldn't say it in that order? First say the name of Hashem, and then say, this will be an Ola. In the name of Hashem, this should be a Milcha. In the name of Hashem, this should be a Toda. In the name of Hashem, this should be a Shlomim. In other words, don't say the Shem of Hashem first, because you may just say the Shem of Hashem, and then not say Ola, Mincha, Toda, or Shlomim, and have said the name of Hashem, Levatala. So Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk teaches us, say, Karbon, Lashem. The Pasuk teaches us the proper way to say this. And the rabbis then built upon that, according to Reish Lakish, and said, don't even say Karbon, because you may end up saying Lashem, and then may end up saying just Lashem. So therefore say Konim, which nobody then would say Konim Lashem, and therefore it won't be a potential for saying Hashem's name, Levatola. And the Brisa says, V'kal v'chomer, this is the Kal v'chomer. The person who says L'Hashem Ola, L'Hashem Mincha, L'Hashem Toda, L'Hashem Shlomim has perfectly good intentions in mind. He wants to make this into a carbon. Nevertheless, the Torah says, don't do so. Amar Torah, carbon L'Hashem, say the word carbon first. So this way, there's no potential for Takala. So, Levatala, Alachas Kama V'Kama. How much more so? If you're saying Hashem's name Levatala, here you were saying it for a good reason, and we were concerned that maybe you'll say it Levatala. So therefore, the Pasuk tells us to say carbon first, carbon Lashem. So how much more so has the person be careful not to say Hashem's name when you're certainly not doing it for a good purpose, such as to bring a carbon, and you're just Rachmon al-Lusan saying Hashem's name Levatala. Now the Gemara says that this machlokes when Yochim Reish Lakish, let us say Lemo Ketanoi. Let us say that this is in fact a machlokes Tanoyim. Where do we see that? Because after all, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about this already. Where do we see? Beis Shammai Yomim, Beis Shammai says that kinuyin asurim. That if you say a kinoy of a kinoy, which we'll explain in a moment what those are, so then that makes the item asur to you. It makes it into like a carbon for you. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim kinuyei kinuyim mutarim, that these kinuyim of the kinuyim are in fact going to be mutar. So let us set this up and say that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that the kinuyim are also foreign language words, and the kinuyim of the kinuyim are perfectly acceptable terms to make something usher. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, these are only what Asher Badu, only what the rabbi set up, but not additional words. So therefore, my love, man diyama kinuye kinuyim asurim kisovar kinuye loshon umosheim. These kinuye kinuyim are also foreign language terms, and therefore, the opinion of Beis Shammai is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that these are absolutely valid lashonos and would make an item asur to you, as if you had said, this is a carbon. Whereas the opinion of Beis Hillel and the opinion of Reish Lakish, Ulaman Diyama Mutarim, they hold that no, this is not in fact a valid lashon, these kinuye kinuyim, because they hold lashon shebodlem chacham, only those words that the rabbi said, but not any other words. Now, this is problematic because Rabbi Yochanan goes according to this, like Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no, this is wrong. Lo, the kuliyama kinuyin lashon umusim. In fact, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them say that all of these kinuyim are actually foreign language words, and therefore, what's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai sabre bahani nami mishtoi umos, that these additional foreign language words are also considered like the first foreign language words, and therefore they are going to be usher as well. Whereas Beis Hillel sabre bahani lo mishtoi umos, he says no, these aren't real foreign language words, and therefore they're not included in the din. Now, what does exactly mean they're not real foreign language words? So in the top run, Ubeisilu sabre, we say klomar dafilu mishtoi hachi leisei miikra loshon. Even if people use them, but they're like a slang word and they're not real words. El deminayu mishtabshe bahachi. The people had twisted these words a little bit. But lav lishno, but it's not a real loshon. And the Ran then adds, as we often find, the Ran paskins over here, the Kamelon Rav Yochanan. We paskin over here like Rav Yochanan over Rish Lakish. We always paskin like Rav Yochanan over Rish Lakish, except for three places in all of the Gemara, where we see like Rav Yochanan, the Amar Loshon Umos, and that these are foreign language words. But Kamelay Nami, the Kinui and Mutarim. But we also paskin like Beis Hillel, that, and this is in accord with the opinion of Rav Yochanan, and therefore we paskin that foreign language words are the reason that these words work, but only the real foreign language words and not the slang made up type of foreign language words. So therefore, that's teretz number one, that this is not a machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Teretz number two, v'boi yisemo, Beis Shammai sabre gazrinun kinuye kinuyim mishum kinuyin. No, everybody agrees that these made-up foreign language words aren't real foreign language words. The question is, do we or do we not? Goes there on these slang terms because of the real foreign language terms. So Beis Shammai said, yes, we should make such a gzeira. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel sabre lo gazrinun kinuye kinuyim mishum kinuyin. Beis Hillel says, no, we don't have to make such a gzeira. But they both are in accord with Rav Yochanan. So this machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is not a machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan would say, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are in accord with my opinion, which, as we pointed out from the Ran, is how we paskin. Now the Gemara says, give me examples of these kinuye kinuyim. Hei chidomi kinuye kinuyim. And we'll go through all the various types of categories. So, the nedarim. What are examples of these kinuye kinuyim for nedarim? So, Tanya Rav Yosef tells us, some examples of these words are maknamta, maknachna, maknasna. These are all examples of these kinuye kinuyim for koneim, for a making into this object should be also to me like a carbon. What are examples? Rav Yossi says, Hechi domi kinuye kinuyim decherim. What are words that are like the slang terms for the foreign language words that we said of cherim? So, Tani mafshah. Mafshah, the Mafarish and the Rosh tell us, is a shame of a Talmud Chacham. Great Talmud Chacham, whose name was Mafshah. Shame Chacham. So, he said that these foreign language words that are the slang words for the real foreign language words of cherim are charokim, charochim, and charofim. Okay. And finally, kinuye, kinuyim, de Naziris. What are the foreign language slang terms for the real foreign language terms for Naziris? So Tani Rav Yosef, he says over here that this is machazakna, manzachna, and mapichna. Okay. Those are the foreign language kinuyim, the slang terms for the real foreign language terms. They ask the following shalom in the base medrash, Riboy Luhu, what about this word? Mifchazna, mai. Mischazna mai. Misazna mai. What about all of these foreign language terms? What is their halachic status? And we don't give an answer. We ask additionally, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, what about the following words? Kinma. I'm not sure why it repeats the word kinma. That's why it's in parentheses. Mai. What's the halachic status of this word kinma? What about konam ka'amar? Is this considered like koname? Odilma kinmon besem ka'amar. Or is this kinmon besem? Kinmon besem, according to some, is cannabis. In any event, kinmon besem is a certain type of spice that's mentioned in the Chumash. So when a person said, this should be to me like kinmon, did he mean that this should be something that is a neder? Or did he mean to say that this should be like a certain type of a spice? Another shayla, Amle Ravacha b'rei de Ravchia l'Ravashi. Ravacha b'rei de Ravchia asked Ravashi. First one was Ravina asking to Ravashi. Now it's Ravacha b'rei de Ravchia asking to Ravashi. Kina mai. If you use the lashon of kina, now what could that mean? Do we say it's a kina shel tarnegolim kamar? That is, you mean a chicken coop? That's a kina, a nesting place where the tarnegolim go. O dilma lashon de konim. Or is this a lashon of konim? And in all of these, we have the answer teku, which in the unusual lashonos of Sechtes Nedarim, we use the terminology tiboy. As we pointed out previously, Lashon Nedarim, the language that we use in Nedarim throughout the Masechta, is somewhat Meshuna. It's a little bit different than other Masechtas. Now Gemara asks, Kinuye, Kinuyim, Dishvuye, Chidami. We didn't go in our listing before, we didn't give the examples of the slang terms for the foreign language terms for Shvuah. So what are these? So the Gemara says, this would be Shvu El, Shvu Siel, and Shiku Ka El. More questions, it says, really? Shavuel? That's the name of a person. Shavuel ben Gershom Mashma. We find in Divrei Hayamim that there is a person the Mefarish brings down. Ushvuel ben Gershom Nogid al Ha'otzaros. In Divrei Hayamim, he brings down that that was the name of a person who was in charge of the storehouses. And that's not a Loshen Shua. So, right, the Gemara says, okay, delete the word Shavuel from this discussion. Ella, Shavu Va'el, Shavu Siel, and Shiku Koel. Those are the terminologies. And we delete the word Mahu. That's according to the Girsa that the Bach brings down over here. The word Mahu is Nimchak. Others, however, and you can see this in the Hagos and Siyunim, Os Hey, bring down, no, that the word Mahu is, you're right, deleted in many Ksiviyad. However, the Rashash brings down that the Mahu goes actually on the next line. The Mahu, Kamo Man Dehu Bechulin. And this is, again, another example of the strange Lashonus, Lishnan and Dar Mishuna. And this actually, the word Mahu is introducing the next statement of Omar Shmuel. So Mahu said this over in the name of Shmuel. Mahu is the name of a person. Like the same Ploni said this over in the name of Shmuel. In any event, what does Shmuel say? We continue in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar Ashivsa, lo Amar Klum. If a person said the Lashon of Ashivsa, that's not a Lashon of Shvua. Ashkika, lo Amar Klum. That's also not a Lashon of Shvua. Or he said, Korinsa, lo Amar Klum. That's not a Lashon of Kone. None of these are considered Kinuye de Kinuye. Then we go weiter. We quote the Mishnah that said, Neder b'moi. If you made a Lashon of a Neder in the type of neder that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Moshe said was a kinui for Moshe Rabbeinu, Harelu kinuim. He said those are considered valid lishonos, a kinuim for a shvua. Tani, we learn the brisa. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, he tells us, Shimon Gamliel tells us, Ha'omer b'moi lo amar klum. If you just say, I'm saying, Ha'omer b'moi, I'm saying by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not considered a lashon of shvua. B'momosa the amar moi, but if you say, just like the shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, that is Hareilu Kinuyim Lishua. That would be a valid Kinuy of a Shua. And the Ron explains in Dibra Maschil, Tanya Rishon Gamliel, he says that you have to just explain it more. You can't just say the Lashon of by Moshe, B'mohi, but you have to actually say what it is that Moshe had said, which was the Shua that Moshe had said should be to me. So therefore, that is when you say Nadar B'mohi, that makes it into a Lashon of a Kinuy of a Shua. And that's why it has to say specifically by Moshe, just Nodar B'moi, as opposed to by the other Lashonos, where we brought down in the Mishnah, the Lashon of Shavusa or Shkuka, you don't have to say B'moi, but Nodar, that has to be B'moi. The Rosh has a slightly different interpretation. The Rosh says, in Dibra Masel B'moi, Lo Amar Klum, he says, Shanira Shehabez Hi Mishem HaTeva. He said the word B'moi doesn't mean by with Moshe Rabbeinu, or by Moshe Rabbeinu, then b'mashmiusei klum, and therefore b'moi doesn't imply anything. B'ainu tama the b'mamosa, that's why the word b'mamosa, that does imply a shvua. Avomoi umumsa itself, without the beis, there would be valid lashonos, hein kinuyin l'shvuya, because the shvua mitagaminon mumsa, the word shvua is mumsa, so alone it does mean a shvua. Umoi, the Rosh says, is dome l'umi, Vayishava mitagaminon v'umi. So it's a lashon of shvua, and therefore alone they would be fine. It's with the beis that you have a problem. And that's why you have to say the word mohi with the mimosa, the amar mohi. So then you're saying with the lashon of shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu said, so that is a valid kinoi. But if you just said b'mohi alone, that would not be a valid lashon. With this we conclude today's shir.